quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley. Today in Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? Means I'm scrambling to get this show on the road. Hey, we got a lot to talk about here today. Last night was Dynamite. And another long one, brother. 2 hours and 36 minutes. And, you know, once again, heard from a lot of people who didn't see the end of the show because even setting your DVR or whatever you do for the extra half hour or the following show, whatever, still missed 6 minutes. Not my show. Anyway, we'll talk about that here today. We've also got the lineup for Collision. We got All In coming up in London. We got some changes to the Ring of Honor show coming up on Friday, which this whole thing is just bizarre. We've got updates on Ilya Dragunov. He appears to be out of WWE. And we'll tell you what's going on because he may not be the last, although these may not be imminent, but we'll tell you what's going on. Got injury updates on several different people in multiple different companies. And we've also got a whole bunch of ratings and notes. End of the show, Lance and I will talk about Dynamite. There's a lot to talk about on that show, and we'll do it more later on tonight, the Brian and Vinny show. For subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, 90 minutes to go over Dynamite and NXT as well, but we'll talk about that later. If you want to text us here, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm F4WOnline. Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. You should grab a Cameo, everybody. A lot of fun. From an award-winning author, a current champion, just a fine man. Back in a moment, Observer Live. I'm gonna fight them all. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back.
Progressive knows you've never met Channel 6 meteorologist Daniel Hughes, but when he says it'll be sunny, you trust him. After all, he is a weather professional who knows how to use a green screen and probably went to weather school. You never went to weather school. So you hit the farmer's market in your convertible. Turns out Daniel Hughes is not dependable. But Progressive is. So bundle your home and auto insurance and get 24/7 protection and reliable coverage. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Holy smokes. Always so much going on. You ever that guy who's the last to know, Lance? I know you are.
Sure, why not?
Yes, I was. I don't know what I was doing this morning, but I got a DM on Twitter from Oscar, one of my ex-subscribers, and he was like, bought the book, reading it, it's great. And I said, what? He goes, got it on Kindle. I said, huh? And so I thought it was like a big error or something like that, so I contacted the publisher, and they were like, yeah, it's available on Kindle. So anyway, if you want to read Pro Wrestling for Dummies, it is available right now on Kindle. And I confirmed it because I bought it myself, because I'm a mark. So anyway, if you want to read the book, you can head up there right now, Pro Wrestling for Dummies. It's easy to find on Amazon. The Kindle version is available. If you ordered the print version, that one is being printed as we speak, and it will be shipping in a few weeks. So, hey, you can get the print version and the Kindle version. I know many people did that for Death of WCW. But first review, positive. So head up there and check it out. Pro Wrestling for Dummies on Amazon. Grab a copy for yourself. Grab a copy for your friends, your loved ones, all of the people in your life that don't understand why. Why does this guy watch this wrestling thing? What's it all about? Well, give him this book and that'll solve all your problems. My job is to solve all of your problems with this book. So grab it right now. Pro Wrestling for Dummies, available right now on Kindle. And no, I did not get a Kindle version for free. They actually did send me the PDF, but
which you could have just sent to your Kindle.
I wanted to buy it. It was cool.
There you go.
Yeah,
you've got royalties coming in already, brother.
Yeah, I got a dollar off that or something
so
crazy.
So for all of you who have 30 minutes extra in your week,
yeah, if you have 30 minutes extra,
reading this book.
Yeah, I'm not going to send Dave a book. He won't have time to read it.
Nope.
Being honest, now I'm sending it to him anyway. I'm going to guilt trip him into reading it. You guys don't know the power of guilt that has been passed down through the generations in the Alvarez clan. I'll get him to read that book. He'll read that book before he reviews the Maya World match.
Is it going to be in time worldwide so you can win your own award again?
Hey, hopefully. Yeah, you're vote. Right. Best pro wrestling book in the Observer Awards.
You're right up there with Donald Trump winning his own awards.
Hey, brother, it's not my award. It's voted on by the people. I have nothing to do with it. I don't even vote.
By people who happen to subscribe to your newsletter.
Don't matter. They can, dude, you hear from my subscribers? They're more than happy to tell me when I suck. So, in fact, winning that award means the book is even better. Now, I would be a four-time award winner. If you guys vote that for the Observer Awards four times, they should name the category after me. I got Death of WCW twice and 100 Things WWE Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Pro Wrestling for Dummies will be the fourth. That's the category being named after me. So go check it out, everybody. Go check it out. And any other awards and books or like any other sort of thing, like nominate me. Come on. Let's all just be friends. All right. We have a lot of news here. There's always weird stuff going on. Ilya Dragunov is done. PW Insider first reported his deal has expired. He is exiting the promotion. We are told WWE would have liked Dragunov to stay with the company, but Dragunov opted to let his contract expire, it was reported. So I can tell you that as recently as June, I believe they were, I don't know how close they were, but like it was kind of in the works that he was going to be coming back. And I don't know what happened, but obviously everything fell through. And I was told that there are a few other people that are currently on the main roster whose deals are coming up around October, and we might see more on their way out. It's going to be a pretty interesting time. Has anybody got $1 billion and they want to start a wrestling promotion? Anybody out there? I mean, should I do the long speech or the short one?
Short one, please.
Too bad. So anyway, in 2019, this business sucked. And Vince McMahon was booking this terrible program. And this group called AEW started. And it was like the best thing never happened. It was the best possible timing. And you had a billionaire that was running that place. So he basically had two billionaires that were running wrestling promotions. And over the next few years, they frickin' just signed up everybody. They like, guys, remember the indie boom of like 2016 to 2019, how awesome it was? Well, they killed that dead, that and COVID. And, you know, WWE's got, God only knows how many people under contract. AEW might even have double. I mean, they got to have like 250 people under contract. I mean, there are so many people under contract in both WWE and AEW, and there's only so many spots on television. And fact of the matter is, there's a lot of people that ain't doing nothing right now. And in WWE, you know, they have no issue cutting people, as we're well aware. Tony Khan doesn't like to play the bad guy, and so he doesn't like to cut people, so he just pays them to do nothing for months and months and months on end. And, you know, there's all the tribal stuff, you know. If you hate WWE, then they're evil for letting people go, and Tony is great for honoring contracts. But at the same time, you know, it's like, There's definitely a lot of people in AEW that would like out, and he won't let them out. So they just sit at home wanting to wrestle. They get paid, and they're never used. So there's pluses and minuses to both of these. But the fact is, I've been given the impression that there's a lot of AEW contracts. He's not going to cut people, but they are just going to quietly expire. Probably like a lot of people. And there's going to come a time, maybe 6 months, a year, 18 months down the road, where there's going to be a lot of people available. And I think that either the indies are going to blow up again, or somebody's got to come along and see what they can do. But, you know, I think that this glory period of 2020 through 2025, or like, I mean, if you had any name whatsoever, you were signed somewhere and making a lot of money, I think those days are probably going to be coming to an end. There are going to be people leaving WWE. There are going to be people leaving AEW. And there's going to be a glut of talent available. So, well, yes.
That's the thing. It's like Tony, for the most part, scouted, signed so many indie people, so many international talents. And then WWE recruited and convinced people to get into the industry with their NIL programs and their, whatever else, but like recruiting real athletes and convincing them to get into the business, that they ended up with probably 150 people more than they need. And TK did as well. And there's just a real glut of talent in the U.S.
Also got a bunch of injury updates to talk about here. Logan Paul seems to be progressing well. It is expected that, maybe not imminently, but he should be back in action fairly soon. Same with Bronson Reed, I am told. So the Vision? Got 75 factions. Vision should be getting built up again here somewhat soon. Josh Alexander in AEW also should be able to return soon. Injured his knee at an AEW taping in March. Underwent surgery in April. He appeared this week on Maple Leaf Pro, confronting Stu Grayson and teasing a title unification match between the two. So it's possible that here's an AEW guy who's going to make his big return not in AEW first.
Well, he is the Maple Leaf Pro World Champion, and Grayson is the interim, so.
Yes. So, yeah, that's the update on injuries. We'll talk about a fake injury after the break. Ratings and more, Observer Live.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Old Lance. Old Lancer's joining us here today.
Yep. Just checked Amazon in Canada to see if the book was there. It is.
Dude, let's grab it, brother. You should probably get a free copy.
I was thinking that the author might be kind enough to hook me up with a free copy.
I did. Didn't I get your address?
You got my address. It doesn't mean I got a book.
Well, you're gonna. I mean, they have to be printed first, brother.
Well, I'm aware, but I don't count chickens before they're hatched.
What a weird saying. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Everyone should eat more eggs, though.
Yeah, just make sure they're not recalled.
Eggs got recalled somewhere?
I don't know. Everything seems to be getting recalled.
I saw sourdough got recalled.
In the Seattle area, no less.
Yeah, old Nixie got on Twitter and was burying me for my barren fridge. I said, oh, yeah, you ate all the food. And then she goes, I had to beg you for bread. I was like, you had to beg me to buy it? You didn't have to beg me to buy bread. I said, what do you want to eat? You said bread, so I got bread. You know what? I got sourdough, which has now been recalled for heavy metal in it.
I thought it was glass.
I think it was metal, like shards of metal. That's what she gets, burying me on Twitter.
Damn, jeez. Brian's hardcore.
Golly, I had to beg you to buy bread. What is this? The Depression? Now, where were we here? Oh, yeah. So this is weird. So Nigel McGuinness, this Nigel thing. I can't. So there's another one. Should we do the long version or the short version? So they've got a Continental Classic Cup or whatever it's called. Continental Challenge Cup, whatever it is. So the winner faces John Moxley. Oh, actually, I shouldn't say that. That'd be a spoiler. No. And actually, I don't know, but I mean, listen, I've watched a lot of AEW. It's John Moxley and Nigel at Wembley. We all know that, right? So anyway, in storyline, the final two face off for the Continental some cup or something like that.
The cup and the belt.
Yeah, at Wembley. Okay, so you look at the lineup and it's like, all right, well, obviously Moxley's going to the finals. And obviously he's going to face Nigel because they're in Wembley. All right. So, like, there's a way to do this. This is my problem with wrestling nowadays. This is why I'm back, guys. This is why I make decisions that lead to stuff like this, okay? We got to just keep it simple, everybody. But everyone's got to make everything difficult. What's the easy way to do this? The easy way is Nigel McGuinness just enters the tournament. He looks great. Yes, he's a commentator, but you know what? Like, every time he gets in the ring, the announcer's like, man, he looks like he's in great shape. He's still training. He works hard. Fine.
He's a really good worker.
Put the guy in there, and, like, he does great, and he goes to the finals, and he faces Moxley. But no, we can't do that. No. Instead, Nigel has to suffer an injury. He needs an uphill climb to Wembley. It's like, why? We have to add this aspect to it. Because now, like, if we're really being real about this, which I like to be, it strains credulity enough that you have a guy who is an announcer, a 49-year-old announcer, and he's walking and he's running through this tournament to go to Wembley, okay? You're kind of making the rest of the guys in the tournament sort of look like geeks. Like, can't
it's
beat the announcer.
It's already an uphill climb for him.
Okay, exactly. Well, now he has to suffer an injury. And so now what you've got for this story is you have an announcer who's injured, who's running through all your regulars in this tournament. On top of that, last night in the blind draw, they end up putting two of the best technical wrestlers in the entire company in the ring together. It's Nigel McGuinness and Etchy Cerro. Okay? Guys, this isn't hard. Let Nigel McGuinness and Etchy Cerro wrestle! But no. Instead, Nigel is injured, and so they have to do a match where, well, his foot hurts. He's limited. For some reason that I cannot explain, which I'm still laughing about, he put tape on his boot.
You realize they do that in the NFL, right?
Etchy Cerro then tears the tape off the boot to reveal his boot. Anyway, no, I'm sure they tape up the entire foot around the boot, Lance. He put like a piece of tape on his heel. What is that going to do on a boot? Anybody? So, the point is, they have, like, not even close to as good a match as they could have had if the guy just wrestled. Well,
And then Nigel also, in my opinion, was being a heel when he told Etchy Cerro, if you go after my ankle, I'm tearing your mask off.
Yeah, that's what
it's
he
like,
said at the beginning.
You're allowed to work a body part.
Brother, you're the one who's going to the ring with your tape on your boot. Like, geez.
You're allowed to work a dude's ankle, even if it's hurt.
Yeah. So anyway, he wins, and now he's moving on in the tournament. But now they have announced that this coming Friday, he was scheduled to wrestle Lee Moriarty for the Ring of Honor Pure Championship. And the story was, if Nigel didn't win, he could never have a match in Ring of Honor again. And now they've announced, well, he's out of that match. But he's still in the tournament. I'm like, oh my God. So that's where we are. Nigel is out of the Ring of Honor pay-per-view this coming Friday due to injury, yet he is healthy enough to continue on in this tournament. So I can't help you. Can't help you guys. But that's the story. We got some ratings notes. Dynamite last week, 658,000 viewers. Down 5% from Grand Slam Mexico. This was a show which once again had a 21-minute overrun. And as a result, the overall number was hurt because people don't watch the overrun. It's like, you know what's funny is they used to do this overrun, okay? And the overrun used to be like 9 minutes. And I would always be like, why do we have to have an overrun every week? Like, there's no NXT. There's nothing on the other channel. Like, why do we need this overrun? And, like, you know, Dave would always go, well, you know, the rating always goes up.
Well, it did during the war when there was wrestling on the other channel that people could switch from.
Well, hold on a second. What actually happened was the 18 to 49 sometimes would increase for the overrun. But they would lose viewers, like viewers, actual viewers of the show would turn off the show every single time in the overrun. So when I said, you know, they lose viewers every time, he's like, no, it goes up. He's talking about the demo. And I'm sure the demo probably went up because you lost viewers in a different demo. Thus, well, whatever. The point is, it's like, okay, whatever. Well, now, you know, now Tony is doing these super long overruns, 21 minutes. 34 36. Minutes, 36 minutes. And now the demo is going down. The viewers are going down. You're shooting your biggest angle before the lowest. And it's like, now what's the reason? Anybody? What's
Lack
the
of
reason?
Discipline. Lack of discipline.
Now, I know that. But like, if you're trying to defend it, what is the defense of this? The best anyone could come up with is, oh, you know, he's helping the rating of the show that comes out. He's helping the rating of the show that goes after. But, like, he's losing viewers for his show. Less people are watching his show. The smallest number of viewers are watching his main event angle with his biggest stars. What are we doing here? Anybody? Can anybody help me? So, anyway, show would have done significantly better if it had gone 2 hours. But it didn't.
I'd have seen the main event angle.
I'm talking about last week. This week it's going to be even worse because You know, even the old thing was, oh, you got to set it for to record the show afterwards. Well, if you did that, you still didn't get the end because it went 6 minutes after the show that went after. I don't know what this guy's doing. And it's frustrating because, like, I know the sickos are mad at me right now and they're yelling at me and people in the chat are defending it. Guys, you realize I talk to people in AEW. Nobody likes this overrun. Like, the people there are like, why is this show going so long? I left and got home and the show was still going. This is not something where, oh, everybody there is all excited about it and we're the bad guys. Like, nobody is in favor of this except the real hardcores.
I set my DVR for a 30-minute overrun and I missed the main event angle.
This guy says TK and AEW must get something out of these long overruns or he wouldn't do them unless he just wants more wrestling. Yes, he just wants more. He's not getting anything out of this. He's not getting paid for the overruns. I could tell you that for a fact. He's losing viewers. He's shooting his big angles in front of the smallest audience. Like, what are we doing? Can anyone, and I ask people that, I'm like, can anyone explain to me? Like, no. Well, no one knows. He just keeps going. Golly. So anyway, it's hurting their business. But he keeps doing it. I'm just trying to help. And I'm the bad guy. I'll take it. We also had SmackDown on Friday. 1.25 million at a 0.30. They are now going head-to-head with NFL preseason football, which is going to murder everybody over the weekend for the foreseeable future. So Collision's in a lot of trouble. We've got NXT. 588,000. And I don't know what the demo was because it's not listed here. And then TNA did 203,000 viewers at a 0.04. So we'll get a Dynamite after the break. Observer Live.
I'm Ron Barr, and for a long time, I've been looking for a sport hat that's colorful, distinctively different, well-constructed, and makes a bold statement. I've finally found one. Check out allinlid.com, and you'll see what I mean. They're made with premium materials, breathable, waterproof, and built to stay comfortable all day, whether you're golfing, working out, on the water, or just wearing them around town. All In Lid isn't about what you wear. It's about how you think. That's allinlid.com.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home. If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. Quick, call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Dynamite! Overall, I thought the wrestling was good, but I had some questions and qualms about other things on the show.
That's a safe bet, yeah.
So Will Ospreay and Hanare and Francisco Akira versus Rocky Romero, Lance Archer, and Brian Cage. I actually loved this because it was Will Ospreay's team against three people you knew were going to lose, and you also knew what the finish was going to be. And instead of doing like a really, really long 50-50 whatever, it's like they got in and they got out, and that was great. So there
I just like the show is so specific, sickos driven that
continue on.
It's so sickos oriented that, like me, I watch Dynamite most weeks, and if I don't see it, I hear reviews of it, and I had no idea who Will Ospreay's partners were, and like in storyline, I know he had a connection with Kyle and Davis through the, and then into the Callis family, and they got out of that, and then it's like when he broke his neck, it's like Kenny wasn't around, so he took, you know, the leadership or the tutelage from the, what the heck's Moxley's club called?
The Death Riders.
The Death Riders. And it's like, you know, he said Kenny wasn't around. He needed the help. And it's like, where were these other guys then? It's like, if you're not a sicko and streamed internet shows for, you know, decades ago, it's like, I have no idea who these two people are. And it's like, it contradicts a storyline of Will needing friends and not having any and going to the Death Riders. I'm just like, where did these guys come from? I don't understand the story. It contradicts it. And if I'm not a sicko who watched New Japan and Indies back in the day, I'm like, I don't know who these guys are. Like, they're clearly talented, but I'm watching a match with three people, as you said, I know are going to lose, two people I don't know, and one star. I'm just like, okay.
Yes, there is a lot of assumptions that all viewers have followed all of these stories in AW, New Japan, and CMLL.
Forever.
And they haven't.
I haven't.
But it's a show for Tony and Will right now. It's what's actually happening. And you get it or you don't, because that's that. Okada did a promo backstage. This is one of my favorite things on the show. He said, Kyle said nothing was more important than family. Unlike Takeshita, Kyle was too smart to make that mistake. The only thing that matters is the belt stays in the family. If he retains, I'll be happy for him. And if I win, I expect him to be happy for me and raise my hand in the center of the ring. It's probably the best Okada promo, one of them. I loved it. We had a Kyle interview in the ring. And long story short, he said that, yes, the belt needs to stay in the family, but we're not going to worry about that. I'm going to retain the title. There is one thing Okada and I can agree on, and that is we both hate Takeshita. He's the most selfish, and they hit the music, and out comes Takeshita. And he just killed this guy. He just hit him with 10 moves and left him for dead and posed with the ring, or the wing, whatever, what is it, the belt in the ring? And then, he's not winning. He's losing. At this
but still, you do want to make your babyface challenger look strong.
Sure, but I mean, my God, he just murdered this guy. We had the sit-down interview with Will and Kenny.
This one, too.
I need hours to talk about this tonight, but long story short, I thought Kenny Omega was freaking out of this world. Out of this world in this segment. I thought Will half came off looking like a geek. I did not think it needed to go as long as it did by any stretch of the imagination. You could hear the fans, like, halfway through, they started groaning when they went back to the next guy to talk. And I was told from people in the building, it was like, this was way too long for the crowd. They were just over it. And, I mean, do we need to talk about COVID protocols in New Japan in 2020? Do we need to talk about whether Will can drop the Tokyo Dome compared to... I mean, it was like, what are we doing here, man? But at the end of the day, it was the design was for Kenny to be just this horrible person and make you want to get behind Will. And it half succeeded because Kenny was a horrible person, but Will, I mean, the term that I kept hearing was Will got little brothered, and boy did he. And then when it was over, it was just like, man, this poor geek.
Well, the thing is, much like I mentioned earlier, it's like they lost me right at the beginning when, because again, I've seen the buildup on Dynamite for this program, and she's like, well, this goes back to PWG 9 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever it was. And I'm like, what? I've never been aware of this. When did this start? Why was there something in PWG I need to know about that I haven't heard of before this? And then, again, I'm sorry, when Kenny started talking about being aware of internet darlings, I'm just like, I'm out. And I hit the fast forward button.
14 minutes, this person says. That's how long it was.
They lost me in the first one or two because I don't see how what happened in PWG 7 years ago has anything to do with All In.
At Maya World, Persephone, Chris Statlander, and Hikaru Shida, four-way for the TBS title. Maya retained! She beat Statlander, and I thought this was a pretty good match. Fun little four-way. No problems with it.
Yeah, but again, as someone who's not a sicko that doesn't watch everything, I had no idea who a babyface was, who a heel was. And I, while there was good stuff, I just feel like I'm watching spots.
Well, that's what it was.
Because
it was total nonstop action here in AEW. Now, I'll tell you what was a great match, Moxley and Switchblade. I thought this was the best match on the show. I thought these guys, I thought Jay White looked the best he has since he's come back. I think that, you know, people, I always hear so many complaints about Moxley, like, the guy never loses or this or that, or, you know, it's like, I heard all of these complaints about Moxley in the lead up to that All In, and, you know, he had the belt and the briefcase, and people were like, they were up in arms and just, and it in the end, it freaking worked out great. I mean, that final match with the briefcase and the belt, I mean, it was like, it was unbelievable. And here, it's like, yeah, the guy never loses, but now the people are invested in this in the sense that they know if he loses any match in this tournament, he's out of the tournament and there will be a new champion and a new cup. And man, they had some near falls at the end of this match that had more heat than anything else on this show in any of the matches. I mean, Jay hit a Blade Runner. The people went nuts when he hit that Blade Runner. And he hit a cradle they went nuts for. Mox grabbed the choke, and Jay tried to fight out, but Mox finally hit him with the Death Rider and the choke and got the win. I thought this was great. I mean, this was the one match on the show that, like,
felt like a fight.
It built to the finish, and the crowd got more and more and more and more, and finally then they're going wild. You got a finish. It was great.
But yeah, this more than anything else on the show felt like a fight between two guys that were trying to beat each other and win. One thing I do want to offer, and I had to convince people in TNA of this ages ago, can we please start having the refs, when someone gets choked unconscious, not stand up, run over to the ropes, and start signaling to the bell keeper to ring the bell while the man in the hold is getting choked to death? If we've seen real fights now, when the guy goes out, he no longer has blood going to his brain. You should be pulling off the person, not concerned with running away to go tell the bell keeper. There was two of those on this show, and we haven't done chokeout finishes in a while in TNA, but it's something that I convinced them to have the ref go and pull the guy off first. Please.
After the match, the Dogs attacked Jay, the conglomeration in the ring. Gabe Kidd returned. Hangman and Brodito came out. Ricochet and the Lethal Twist came out. And finally, Hangman said, there's no way we're missing Wembley. If anyone wants a shot, just show up. So it looks like it's going to be a six-team trios match, which I don't like. I know they want to get everybody on the show and everything. You want to keep the talent happy and all that, but like...
Was there six?
Well, I mean, there's got to be... Well,
four
then you
sets of three.
Then you've got to add Swerve and the New Day, and I mean, there's probably another trio that didn't happen to be out there. But I mean,
we can do a trio's gauntlet.
We've got like
because you can't put six teams on the apron, so you can do a gauntlet.
So yeah, Maya World did a promo, and yeah, it could be a gauntlet. Maya World did a promo, and Willow showed up. And they announced that even though this Willow-Mercedes match has been built up for months now, she's defending the title against Maya World on Saturday night. We're supposed to believe that this whole thing could be thrown asunder. It's like, whatever.
I'm going to go out on a limb and predict no title change.
No. Jonathan Cruz came out, did a promo on Andrade, then challenged Andrade, so Andrade killed him. MJF then appeared on the big screen, cut a promo on Andrade, and apparently he indicated he wasn't going to be around until the pay-per-view, so we'll see if he's lying and he shows up next week or what the deal is.
Max, but, lie? No.
Yeah, can you believe it? We had a Willow and Mercedes argument where they were put in separate rooms to not get in a fight, and it ended with them getting in a fight.
Apparently they didn't lock the doors.
Etchy Sarah and Nigel McGuinness, we talked about that. We had Swerve accepting the challenge for the Trios title. We had a segment with Tony and Kevin Knight where Darby showed up and got blown up by lightning or pyro or something like that.
It's pyro.
And then stretchered out. And then they went to a break during the overrun and came back and he's still getting stretchered out. And then I guess Sting's son, who they announced, like literally Sting's son shows up. They don't even say who he is. He just shows up. And he's there with Darby. And I'm looking at the guy and I'm like, it has to be Sting's kid. Like, it looks like. It looks,
looks
like
exactly
him.
Like Sting.
But it's like, I mean, can we identify the guy or something? No. It wasn't until the segment was over that Excalibur goes, that was Steve Borden.
Like, Junior.
Steve Borden Jr. Do we need to blow up Darby again? I mean, what's going on? And then El Clone, Mark Davis, and Jake Doyle against Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks.
The main event that started 15 minutes after the show was supposed to end.
Yeah. This was like, I like the match, but Kenny Omega spent the entire show being a heel, except this match where he was a babyface. And as he's a babyface, he's getting people chanting his name, they're cheering for him, and then he goes right back to being a heel again when the match is over. I was like, okay, whatever.
Did he? I didn't get to see when the match was over.
Well, after the match, the heels jumped the babyfaces, Copeland ran down, Christian showed up, the Bucks accidentally superkicked Christian. Everybody brawled to the back. Kenny, then Ospreay, I guess, came out. Wanted to know what Kenny had to say to him. He throws out a line about how Kenny had as much charm as a parking ticket. God, did that line die a death. And that's the last thing this guy needed, was a line that died a death. Kenny then demanded security get him out of here because he's a EVP. So security comes down to escort Will away. Kenny calls him a bad name. Will hits the ring, attacks Kenny. They have a brawl. Security tries to grab Will, so Kenny hits him with a V-trigger, and then he gives him a one-winged angel off the table to the floor. I mean...
Off the ring, through a table?
Off the ring, through a table, to the floor. Whatever. There's so much stuff happening. This show is just like, it's too much, man. It's too much. We gotta reel it in. But at the end of the day, I thought Kenny was like... He was the best in the world on this show. He was just the best in the world. And
other than being a gigantic babyface in between his two...
Hey, he was the best in the world of being a babyface and a heel. He covered all the bases. Problem is, the guy who's supposed to be the best in the world did not come across as the best in the world. And he's winning the title at Wembley. Anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. That's 800-796-1468.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Later tonight, the Brian and Vinny Show. Vinny and I will be spending as long as 90 minutes with no overrun, running down AEW Dynamite and NXT, everything that happened on the shows, all of the news, etc., etc. Should have a lot tonight. That's for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. And tomorrow we'll be back. You're back tomorrow as well, Lance. Yes.
Yes.
A fun Friday.
Impact tonight, the go home show to Lockdown in Chicago.
That's right. Impact is tonight. Lockdown is when's Lockdown?
Sunday.
It's coming Sunday. So there you go, everybody. That'll be Sunday. And then don't forget, you can grab Pro Wrestling for Dummies on your Kindle right now. Go up there and grab it on Amazon. And the paperback will be shipping as soon as they are done printing. Should be in bookstores everywhere as well. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, pretty much anywhere you can buy a book, you'll be able to get this one. So check it out, everybody. It's a lot of fun. Early reviews. People like it. Lance even liked it. And he is a discerning
pro I read it out of order.
Customer, yes.
Random chapters here and there.
Yes, so check it out, everybody. And that's it. We're going to wrap it up here for today. Don't forget to check out Brian and V later on tonight. WrestlingObserver.com to subscribe, or you can get all of the full-length podcasts commercial-free by checking out, let's see, FRWOnline.com/Apple, FRWOnline.com/Spotify, or FRWOnline.com/YouTube. You can watch the show on both YouTube and Spotify. Video is available for those. And that's it. So check it out. And we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.